Welcome to the Washington State Hiking Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Twing Flaming. Along with my part-time co-host, guidebook author Craig Romano, we provide practical and timely seasonal hiking advice for hikers, trail runners, and potential hikers and trail runners of all skill and ability levels that is helpful, accurate, fun, and inclusive. We would love to hear from you, our listeners. The second link in the show notes, right below the tip jar, hint, hint, is our voice memo link. Please leave us a voice memo with your question, and we will answer it in a future episode. Are you looking for a sunny, warm, almost like summer hike that you can enjoy in the spring? That's what we're talking about today with Hanford Reach. Hi, everyone. I am excited to be back with you today talking about another favorite spring hike. And a couple episodes ago, Craig and I shared some of our general favorite places to hike and during the spring. And one of the places we mentioned was Hanford Reach National Monument, which is in eastern Washington, sort of near the Tri-Cities. It's about an hour away from the Tri-Cities, so it's not right there, but that is probably the closest town. And so today I'm going to share more details about Hanford Reach, why it's such a wonderful spring hike, and a little more about things you can do while you're in the area. So one of the things that is truly wonderful about Hanford Reach is its location. It is in dry, arid, sunny in the spring, eastern Washington. And if you are living in the greater Seattle area or in Spokane, it is well worth the drive over there. There are actually a number of wonderful hikes in the Tri-Cities area. We don't have time today to get into all of those because we're just going to focus on Hanford Reach, but just know that there are lots of great hikes over there. If you're living in Central Puget Sound, the greater Seattle area, you probably want to spend the weekend over there. It's going to be a 3 or 4 hour drive, which is kind of long for a day trip. And it's such a wonderful part of the state to explore, especially this time of year. Usually it's not too hot yet, but it's usually sunny. It's often in the 60s and 70s. So that is one of the reasons why, especially, you know, we're almost to April, we are getting more sunnier and warmer days. But Eastern Washington is really nice in April and May. So that's why we're talking about this today. One thing as far as the weather to watch out for near Hanford Reach is it's often quite windy there. So I just want to encourage you to pay attention to that. Even if it is warm and sunny, it might be very windy. So be ready for that. Perhaps not, but there's a good chance it will be. So I want to tell you a little bit why I love the hike to Hanford Reach so much. So there are a couple of different trails and areas that you can go to. I really like the Bluff Trail, and it goes through Hanford Reach. It's really beautiful. One of the reasons that I like it so much is it's not particularly steep or long. So if you go on the White Bluffs North Trail, that's the one I'm talking about in this episode, you can go up to 7 miles round trip with up to 500 feet of elevation gain. However, you don't have to go that far to get to the very first sand dune, which is one of the really cool features of this trail. And you can get to that in 2 miles, so 4 miles round trip, and probably only 300 or 400 feet of elevation gain. So just a few stats on it. It doesn't have to be super long. It is not steep. One thing about this trail is it is very exposed. There are no trees, none, zero. So there's no shade. So you need to really be on top of sun protection, especially if you're just getting into thinking about that again, if you're from a part of the state where it's not so sunny. So be ready for that. This is, like I said, a truly beautiful place. And one of the reasons that it's so unique is Hanford Reach National Monument is an area that was protected during World War II. And the reason it was protected is because the United States military was building a secret nuclear reactor along the shores of the Columbia River. And it was secret. People did not know what was going on over there. There's a huge, very interesting story about the community that was there before the military came in and took over that land. But I'll encourage you to read about that when you go, because that is more than we have time for in this episode. But it's really fascinating. So because of that, this entire area around where the Hanford nuclear reactor was, a very large area, was completely protected from any kind of agriculture, any kind of dam on the Columbia River, which goes through there, and any other kind of development or anything of any kind. Now, of course, that's because the military was building a nuclear reactor and making nuclear weapons. So it's not like it's a protected wilderness or anything. But what is really fascinating is compared to the rest of the Columbia River throughout British Columbia and Washington and Oregon, this stretch of the river doesn't have a dam on it. It has dams on both sides. So it's still sort of in its original state. I think you have to be a little careful about saying that, given that there are many, many dams on the Columbia River. But this 50-mile stretch is somewhat similar to how it's been over time. So that is really interesting. And if you have seen the Columbia River in other places, you'll really notice it looks very different. And it's absolutely beautiful. And you can see it from the hike. You can sort of see the buildings from the old Hanford Nuclear Reservation from the hike, but only kind of in the far distance. And if the weather is just perfect and you know right where to look. So it's not a great place to see that. But if you're a hiker, you may not be interested in that. And if you are at Hanford, you can do a tour of the facility. You could also do a virtual tour if you don't want to commit to the 4-hour bus tour that they offer there. So it kind of depends on what you're interested in. But it's, you'll be hiking on the North Bluffs Trail on the opposite side of the river from where the nuclear reservation is and was. So in addition to the impressive views, lots of sunshine, there are wonderful wildflowers on this trail. There are some other hikes that I think have slightly better wildflowers in eastern Washington in April and May, but there are some beautiful wildflowers here also. I have seen a rattlesnake on this trail in April, so pay attention to for that. But it's pretty easy to see them. It's quite open. So just pay attention to where you're putting your feet and what you're hearing. Another really cool feature of this trail is the sand dunes. And if you go and check my Instagram, you'll see I'll post today when this episode is live. If you're listening to it later, you'll have to go back a little bit to find it, a photo of the sand dunes. They're really extremely unique. A landscape feature, giant pile of sand above the Columbia River, very distinctive, very cool, very unique. I will say that, so it's going to be about a 2-mile hike with 300 or 400 feet of elevation gain to get to that point where you're at the base of the sand dune. It is a little more tiring than you might expect to walk up the sand dune. It's sort of like walking on a beach, but uphill. So that will take a little more energy than you might think that it would, but it's just a very cool photo op, a really cool thing to see, very unique. I mentioned that this hike isn't particularly steep. However, it is not shaded, so you're in really intense sun. And the trail is not super wide, so it doesn't have many roots or rocks or things like that. It's a pretty smooth trail, but it's also fairly narrow. So just be aware of that. There is not a toilet, or at least the last time that I was here, there was not a pit toilet or anything like that at the trailhead. There is no parking fee at the trailhead. In my article that I'll link to in the show notes, it gives you driving directions for getting there. You do drive several miles on a quite well-maintained gravel road, but it is gravel, and it'll take you around an hour to get there from Richland, which is in the Tri-Cities. There's not really a town close to here, which is part of what makes it cool. I also wanted to just mention that I have good cell phone service on this trail. However, you do lose, or at least I have T-Mobile, so I lose my signal a few times on the drive out there. So the entire drive doesn't have service, but I had quite good service when I was actually on the trail. So just wanted to talk about that. Always try to mention that. What else? You can bring dogs to here. They need to be on leash, but you can bring a dog. You'd want to be really careful, especially making sure your dog is on a leash because of the rattlesnakes and just because that's required here. It's a good thing to keep in mind. And I mentioned already that Hanford Reach National Monument is part of Manhattan Project National Historical Park. There's a visitor center in Richland, and you can also learn about it at the Reach Museum in the Tri-Cities, which I would also highly recommend checking out. It's really an interesting place. And of course, in addition to this more recent history, this is an area along the Columbia River that is the homeland of the Wanapum people and the Yakima Nation. So there have been people living along this river for millennia, which is pretty wild. Hi, everyone. Jenny here. Hope you're enjoying this episode so far. We would love to have you contribute to our tip jar. This will help keep our podcast going and bringing you lots of great information from both Craig and I about Washington hikes. So you'll find that the first link in the show notes. The other thing I wanted to tell you is that we have a voice memo set up, and we would love to hear from you. We would love to answer your questions in future episodes, and we would love to hear your feedback. So go to that second link in the show notes to leave us a message. You just click through there and then record the message, and we'll get it in our inbox. Thank you so much. Now back to the show. Before we wrap up this episode, I wanted to just mention some cool food and drink options. They're not super nearby. Like I said, you're about an hour away from Richland. If you're staying in the Tri-Cities area, by the way, you could also, if you wanted to camping at Potholes State Park would probably be the closest camping to this area. There's not anything super, super close. But if you're staying in the Tri-Cities, I really love Bombing Range Brewing. You can guess where the name came from. It came from Hanford. In addition to being a craft brewery, so if you're into that, it's great for that. But the other thing that is awesome about Bombing Range is they have really good food and a big outdoor patio. And it is right next door to the Manhattan Project National Historical Park Visitor Center, literally shares a parking lot. And they have, in particular, they have amazing house-made mac and cheese. And they have like 10 different options of house-made mac and cheese. It's really fantastic. If you are in the Tri-Cities, there are lots of wonderful things to do there. There's a great trail along the river through all the different cities, depending on exactly where you are. The trail is in different places, but there's lots of opportunity for walking or running or biking. There's also lots of other great food options and other hiking options. And those are all, there's more information about those in my article that I'm putting in the show notes. This is also Washington wine country, and it is a great place to do wine tasting if you like wine. There are many, many wineries in the greater Tri-Cities area. Lots of options for trying that. Well, I think that brings us to the end of our episode about the Hanford Reach National Monument. I hope that you don't miss this wonderful hidden gem, perfect for spring in Eastern Washington. Enjoy!